Awaken Beauties, finally, it's here. The truth, to empower women to true inner beauty through a healthy mind and inner biology. I am your hostess, Cassandra Keel, a 20-year salon owner, organic beauty product formulator, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And I am here to help you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com. EVOQBeauty.com. Now, let's get to it. Hello, lovely, and welcome to the Awaken Beauty Podcast. I am so excited to share this episode with you. And we're going to talk about the power of negative words. Now, as a clinical hypnotherapist, this is one of the first things that I addressed with my lovely clients. And the impact of our words and the frequency that is behind these words are more powerful than you could ever believe. So let's go ahead and jump right in and let's discuss how the words we choose literally shape our lives. So here's the deal, ladies. Words have power. Their meaning crystallizes the perceptions that shape our beliefs. They drive our behaviors, our habits, and ultimately, they create our world, both inner and outer. So if you look around you right now, you've created this virtual reality through the power of your intention and the words that you speak. And their power arises from our emotional responses when we read, when we speak, even when we hear them. So just say the word fire. Okay, so just say the word fire while barbecuing or in the workplace or in a crowded theater, and you'll get three completely different but powerful emotional and energetic responses. So fire, think about barbecuing in the workplace or in a crowded theater. You can feel the energetic response that comes up in the body. So next, let's talk a little bit about the illusion, what I call the illusion of life. And I really love quantum physics. I love the power and the science that we now have to back up quantum physics. And long ago, it was determined that this physical matter doesn't really exist and that everything is just energy and different states of vibration. So the Nobel Prize winning physicist Werner Heisenberg once stated, "Atoms or elementary particles themselves are not real. They form a world of potentialities or possibilities rather than one thing or fact. And this energy vibrates at an infinite number of subtle energies and frequencies that cause it to appear as all the different creations we see in our world today." There has been a great deal of research in recent years as to whether the universe that we live in is actually a holographic experience. And it seems that this is very close to the truth. And maybe I will state that it is the truth. I truly believe that our voice is a hologram of our internal health. And in fact, it's been proven that every cell has an energy and it has an output to it, as an impression. And this impression, when you speak, is basically comes out in your voice. So all the different frequencies in your body come in through the larynx, and the larynx vibrates out your voice, which is the imprint of your internal health. Now that's another piece where I'd love to share with you the power of biofeedback, in which I do both personally and what I do with groups. And it's so incredibly powerful because you're tapping into the invisible. So it seems life is more of an energy flow and a collection of solid things. But what that means for us is that if we stay conscious of the energy we contain based on the emotions that we feel, we can make deliberate choices that alter our frequency and create realities that we desire. So if we're feeling down and just feeling down and out, or depressed or agitated, we can choose to reframe the situation and raise our spirit and our energy with intent, with a renewed perspective and more positive energetic vibration. Sometimes you have to fake it until you make it, and we stand in a much better place, and it brings about the chance of bringing that potentiality into our life rather than bitterly just repeating the same old mistake, the same old thought pattern, same old relationships. You get it. So words are extremely powerful tools, ladies. And we can use them to uplift our personal energy, improve our lives through the consciousness of the words that we speak, the things that we read, and what we expose ourselves to. I used to work out to really, really harsh heavy metal or rap music because I thought it was entertaining and going to get me all revved up and bring me into this place of running, you know, 2 times faster on the treadmill. But it was a place that manifested self-hate in my body, that didn't bring the right frequency to my cells of trying to be healthy with my exercise routine. So even that has an impact. So spend a few minutes, just spend a few minutes with a chronic complainer who uses all sorts of negative terms and just throwing all this banter out there, and you'll feel the personal energy just totally bottom out. And I know you've been there. So words have great power. So choose them and your friends and your workout music very wisely. So let's talk about words and water. Now, this has been exposed to the world for quite a few years, but it's incredibly powerful, and I wanted to bring it up. So the Japanese scientists, and I just got an email from my friend the other day who sent this information, this study out, and I was like, really? Really? You didn't know about Emoto? But Masaru Emoto performs some of the most fascinating experiments on the effects that words have on water. And this was done back in the 1990s. And so when frozen water that's free from all impurities with form of beautiful ice crystals that look exactly like snowflakes under a microscope, it was just most beautiful photos. And please go look them up if you get a chance to look in to his work, Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. And then the water that's polluted or has additives like the fluoride, they freeze into crystals, and it's a very, very jagged and disarrayed image. And in his experiments, Emoto poured pure water into a vial labeled with negative phrases like, I hate you, or fear. And after only 24 hours, the water that was frozen no longer crystallized under the microscope, and it yielded this like really gray, misshaped clumps of just goo instead of these beautiful laced out, very mirrored images in these crystals. And so in contrast, Emoto placed labels that said things like, I love you and peace on vials of polluted water. And after 24 hours, they produced these beautiful, gleaming, perfectly hexagonal crystals. So you can see here that Emoto's experiment proved that energy generated by positive or negative words can actually change the physical structure of an object. Now just think about your body. You are 70% water. The results of his experiments are incredible. And I recommend going and getting one of his books called The Hidden Messages in Water, where you can see the astounding before and after photos of these incredible waters. I actually love to just look at the water in their perfect crystalline form, and I just manifest the energy from those into my body, and it just feels so beautiful and clean and pure. Which leads me into the power of gratitude. In another experiment, Emoto tested the power of spoken words. So he placed 2 cups of cooked white rice in 2 separate mason jars and fixed the lids in place, leaving 1 jar, thank you, and the other one was, that's right, you fool. So these jars were then left in an elementary school classroom, and the students were instructed to speak the words on the labels to the corresponding jars twice a day. And after 30 days, the rice in the jar that was constantly insulted had shriveled into black gelatinous mass. And the rice in the jar that was thanked was white and fluffy as the day it was made. I just think this is the most awesome experiment. So this dramatic example is pure power of words in the detailed books that Emoto writes. I mean, it's just so clear. The evidence is so there. And for anybody to detest that quantum physics isn't real is an absolute fool, or I should say in a positive way, has a lot of potential to learn the power of their words. So how about throwaway words? So I want you to think about this. How many times a day do we throw our words away? And we say things like, I hate my hair, especially being a hairstylist. Oh, my hair, I just hate my hair. Or you can hear yourself saying, I'm so stupid, or I'm such a klutz. Remember my mom used the German word Blitzenhimmler. So when I was klutzing around and putzing around in the kitchen, you know, you Blitzenhimmler. And I can still hear that saying that's to myself in the kitchen. I'm totally ADD in the kitchen, and I'm got the doors open and the refrigerator is open and I'm dropping things, and I can hear myself saying, you Blitzenhimmler, all the way back from my mom saying that to me when I was like 7 years old. Now it's funny, but it still emits that same generative negative kind of word. So we never think that these words bring negative energy into our vibration and affect us on a physical level, but they absolutely do. And Emoto's experiments were conducted with water, but why? So because sound vibration travels through water 4 times faster than it does through open air. So consider the fact, again, that you are 70% water. So you can understand now how quickly these vibrational words resonate in your cells. And so even ancient scriptures tell us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So maybe it's not just a metaphor. Maybe it's really true. And then we go into habit. So say that again. What's that? Some of us are in the habit of using the same negative words over and over and over again out of habit. I'll raise my hand on this one. And this is one that I have self-corrected. And I love catching myself in the moment. It's like a fun little game. So the problem is that the more we hear, read, or speak a word or phrase, the more power it has over us. So this is basically because our brain uses repetition to learn in our subconscious mind. It goes back, it finds the pattern, search for consistency, and it finds a way to just make sense of the world around us by keeping us stuck in an old pattern, an old thought pattern. Why would it want to do anything different? The mind wants to conserve energy and keep you safe. So only after being burned a few times can we understand that the fire is always hot. So you may not remember that exact end date of the Civil War, but odds are you still know what 8 times 9 is because you had to repeat your multiplication tables over and over and over again, drilling it into your consciousness. So I'm sure you've experienced some kind of memory in the past that either you don't remember, but something that you were told and you, or something that you wanted to remember. And so you wrote it on your hand and you just kept repeating it, or maybe you had a visual memory, or maybe you've experienced a song stuck in your head all day. And as you might, you just can't get that damn song out of your head. So repetition is the number one most powerful tool to imprint something into your mind, into your subconscious mind, and to keep it. So just as much as we need to imprint positive words, we also need to pull out and stand on top of ridding the negativity just as much of a habit than we are putting in the good. So this is a particular concern when we consider the phenomenon called the illusion of the truth effect. And basically, it proves that any statement we read, see, or speak regularly on a regular basis is seen as a more valid reality than the one exposed to only occasionally. So it makes no difference whether the information is true or false. And the only thing that really matters is how often we're exposed to it. So think about that. We're told to turn left and right. We don't live in circular modalities where we want to be expansive in our brain. We're told what to think, where to go, what to dress, how to put a cream on so that you can get rid of your wrinkles, what the, you know, future of your hormones are, because you're going to go through menopause and it's going to feel like hell. So once you get to menopause, I'm just really old. This is what it's supposed to be like. And this is just what it is. So you put up with it. Yeah. It's been pounded into you. And research from the University of California in Santa Barbara clearly shows that a weak message repeated twice becomes more valid than a strong message only heard once, which I think is really interesting. So even one repetition has the power to change our mind. And the same goes for pictures, which are just thoughts and ideas concentrated into a pixel, into an image. And repetition increases our mental validation in our conscious, down to our subconscious, of anything we're exposed to, which is why it works so well in political propaganda BS. So if we're really not fully conscious in our lives, if we're not able to use our critical factor filter, what I talk about in hypnotherapy, which is your great divide between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. If you're not aware, in which 90% of our day we are subconscious, unconscious of our thoughts, only 10%. If you can't grow that conscious brain, you know, modality where you're able to catch things before it goes over the great divide of the critical factor filter and bounce these things out, we're not aware and fully conscious of what we're exposing ourselves to. And consistently we'll just trump the truth every single time. And so now consider how many times you falsely called yourself dumb, stupid, ugly, fat, untalented. Anything. Drop it in the bucket. You can begin to now understand how your internal propaganda shapes a very false, dangerous self-image. It's all made up by your mind. Completely untrue, because you, my dear, are beautiful, incredible, and incredibly powerful. So let's go through some steps. Okay, we're going to go through 8 steps to just get you started. And I'm going to invite you into a word detox. So number one, making words work for you. So I want you to consciously harness the power of words for your benefit and start with the ones that you're already using. So go ahead and write down on your phone app, on a piece of paper, in the computer. Come back to the end of this episode. I want you to start using the powerful words that you already believe about yourself and are part of your consciousness. Number two, no name calling and no self-criticism. Everyone is doing the best that they can, including you, at any given moment in time with the consciousness that they have to work with. So be kind and offer yourself the same empathy and compassion you'd extend to anyone else. Or simply look at yourself, the inner you, the inner child, that four-year-old girl, that beautiful four-year-old girl, curly hair, whatever that was for you. I'm sure you are absolutely adorable. What would you extend to her? No name calling. And number three, stop all self-deprecation. Never make your body or something you've accomplished or anything else in your life the butt of the joke. Words have power, and the quantity doesn't have a sense of humor. So be empowering. Don't make fun of yourself, because even though you may think it's funny, or you're making fun of yourself to try to buffer the pain or to deflect something, it's negative. It's negative to the subconscious, and it picks it up as so. So the next, the fourth, is to resist gossiping and speaking ill of others. Now, girls, ladies, and gents, I have owned salons for 20 years. And when I create a beauty ecology, and I'm sitting in my salon right now, and I can feel the beautiful high vibe energy in this space, I have never, ever stood for a culture that has gossip in it. And for the most part, I don't really have to remove people from this culture. They find that they remove themselves because it just doesn't match our frequency here. So consider your ecosystem, how I have set my ecosystem of the salon, and I also do the same in my body of who I surround myself by. I don't let that stuff around. I don't let it linger, and I nip it in its butt. no gossiping. It's impossible for your words to resonate in anyone else's body but your own. So take control. Fifth, go on a negativity diet. Okay. So instead of saying that a meal was terrible, then say, I have had better. So instead of this meal was awful, I've had better. Reframe it. Use a different set of words. Use a different phrase. You basically said what you wanted to say without putting negative energy through your body. And you even used a positive word to do it. Better. Better, better, better. I am doing better and better every day. If you need one phrase, that is the best one to choose. I am doing better every day. Because you are. And just by saying that, your intent is to do better. So the sixth is to boost the positive energy of words. So instead of saying something like, you had a good time at a concert, ramp up the positive energy by saying, it was great. I had a terrific time at the concert. It was so fantastic. I just had so much fun. And these feel so much better and so much more fun. And they generate such a bigger energetic response in the body. So I have a little bit of a virus right now, and I thought I was getting a sty in my eye because it's been stressful at the salon. I've had a lot of clients launching our new program, and energetically in my body, I just have to get the energy to get the words of my eye is doing fantastic. I am so healthy. Every cell of my body is so vividly alive and regenerative and regenerating in full. And tomorrow I will be so ecstatically energetic for my workday. I just can't wait. Now I can feel my whole body get energized instead of, oh, I'm doing okay. I'm just resting. Speak the positive energy of the word into your body. Now, next. If you have some negative Nancys in your circle of friends, do this. Limit the time with them. Limit the time you spend with them or find better friends. People come and go in our lives and you have the right to choose who to bless and for honoring yourself for those to bless you. Negative energy has a way of dragging everything surrounding it. It's like a black hole. Avoid it whenever you can. Eight is surround yourself with positive, uplifting words. Pretty simple. Put affirmations on sticky notes. Put it on your mirror. Put it around your home at the office and say wonderful things about yourself, your family, your partner, about what you want and your goals. Wear clothes that have a positive feeling or a positive message or phrases on them. Imagine the kind of positive energy you'll generate for yourself when you're wearing positivity all day. Maybe tacky, maybe it's a good insight for your kid. And as you keep doing these things, you just gain the power of repetition in a highly effective way for your benefit. And you have the power to change your world, and using words consciously is one of the quickest ways that you can do a fast shift in the energy you bring to your life, the energy you bring to your health, the energy you bring into a defoggy brain, and more. There's so much potential here in this episode. So grab whatever you want. Tap into whatever caught your attention. And I want to end with this, and I'll do a whole episode on this, and this is going to be a part of a program that I'm launching right now. But I want you to go ahead and just put the power behind your words and do a word detox. Do it for at least 12 days. And if you can, do it for 21 days. Because the challenge holds the power to a meaningful and even materially change and upgrade in your life. So for the next month starting today, or the next 12 days starting today, or the next 21, however long you want to set it, you have the power. I want you to invite yourself into a personal challenge and self-actualization upgrade by making the commitment to refrain from negative self-judgment and criticism. So you've probably been on a dietary fast or a cleanse in your life. I've done a few myself, but if I could only do one fast ever again, it would be this one, hands down, because the power of the frequency in our body and our health and how it keeps hanging on to the fat because of the stress and the inflammation and the joy that I feel in my life and what I create around me, this is the most powerful, consciously and subconsciously. So if you look right now, whatever's happening in your relationships, your finances, your health, your emotions are all rooted in the dominant tone of your thinking, your habits, and how you speak. So for the next however long you want to do it, I want to invite you to walk in the path of healthier thinking and self-talk, and you go ahead, and the process is simple. Notice self-harming thoughts. And I want you to release them on a paper or on your phone app, and I want you to replace them. I want you to write down the lie, and I want you to replace it with the truth. So you may say to yourself, it's not easy, but it is. It just takes focus and effort. Do not trick your mind by starting to say, well, it's not going to be easy, but that's like absolute no-no number one. You're totally capable of doing this and super easy. Just requires your perseverance. And that's where most of us get down or beat ourselves up because we lose our motivation or something upsets us or we just fall back into old patterns. This is why I do this exercise personally and this challenge. Anytime I start to feel crappy, I start to get anxiety or depression starts to kind of creep in or I'm just frustrated, I totally take captive of my energetic bubble and what's going on. And I start bringing in the goodness of my frequency, focusing on the good things that are going right and speak those into truth. Because it is the truth. So feed the white dog, not the black dog, ladies. Enjoy this exercise. Go ahead and tag me at the Awaken Beauty Podcast Instagram channel. And let me know what your thoughts are on this episode and what your, maybe your positive affirmation, or your positive word, whatever you want to share. I would love for you to share it. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Again, the power of a word detox, the power of our words, the frequency. I'm going to be talking about this much, much more and about the power of biofeedback. And how even using the tone and speaking the tone into the biofeedback, which we use with the Quantum Insight capsule that I can send to you, and I can tap your affirmations into a frequency and they can get down into the cellular resin of your energetic frequency of your body. It's super powerful. 10x. It's just 10x that powerful intention that you have. If you have questions, just reach out to me about that. Be sharing more on that soon. All my love, all of my light, sweet darlings. Remember the power of your words. The literal frequency of your voice is a hologram of who you are and who you are to become. So choose to be that today. Till next time, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Well, hello, Awaken Beauty. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Were you inspired? Please leave a comment or your own personal aha moment so others can capture exactly what you did. Also, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness, including organic CBD, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that is evokebeauty.com, evokbeauty.com. And until next time, darling, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.